Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News auto reporter David Welsh. Ford is cutting the price of its electric Mustang by as much as $5,900. This move comes 2 weeks after Tesla slashed its prices by as much as 20% on certain models. So, David, Tesla has been flexible in its pricing in the past, but I wasn't expecting maybe to see Mustangs to drop in price as well.
No, it goes up, must come down. And in both cases, Tesla and Ford, they've made significant price cuts to their electric vehicles, but they come after they had raised them significantly last year. Electric vehicles got hot throughout 2022, and there was a shortage of everything out in the market, including some EVs, because of the semiconductor shortage, so automakers could kind of get whatever pricing they wanted. I think there are different dynamics in the electric vehicle market versus the overall vehicle market, but I think Tesla had raised prices by as much as $6,000. And then last year with the Mustang Mach-E, Ford had raised prices from $3,000 for the base model up to $8,000 for the more expensive trim. So some of this is just pulling back price hikes that they were able to get last year.
So it's not really a sale per se, but it does maybe make things a little more palatable?
Well, it is a sale, because I think here's what I believe is happening in the EV market. Tesla has built more factories globally in the past couple of years, and they've opened them recently. So they have a lot more production that they need to sell. At the same time, none of their vehicles are really brand new and fresh. The Model Y is the newest one. It's a couple years old. Its Model S is about 10 or 12 years old. So, you know, automakers do tend to have to start discounting older, more stale-looking designs. And they're not bad-looking vehicles at all, but that look's been on the market for a while. So you combine three things here. Tesla's vehicles have been around without a redesign for a while. They have a lot of production that's come online, and they need to keep those factories busy. And you do have more competition. There's the Ford vehicles, but also new stuff from Hyundai, from Kia. General Motors has a new Cadillac out that would compete with some of these models. There's just Volkswagen and Audi do, BMW as well with the iX. You have competition coming online at the same time, and I think everyone's trying to prepare for that. So there is a bit of maybe more than a bit. There's a price battle going on here, but it's coming down off of some big highs.
Do you find that people are reluctant to buy, not because of the price, but because they're waiting for the new tech?
You mean the tax breaks?
No.
The new tech.
Yeah.
The new technology. Look, electric vehicles have captured the imagination of consumers. I think there's a lot of hype out there, a lot of stuff on social media about new vehicles coming from different brands. So people may be waiting to see what's happening there. I think that's part of it. I think another piece of this is, you know, just generally speaking, higher interest rates are adding quite a bit to monthly payments on vehicles. EV buyers tend to be less sensitive to that because these are expensive vehicles. Ergo, the customers tend to be wealthier, but it still is a lot to the monthly payment, and I think that's another thing that companies need to offset is, you know, they're having to drop their prices to deal with the fact that interest rates are so much higher and that consumers may be reining in a bit more. But, you know, with EVs are so expensive for the most part. And there is competition and also, you know, some of the tax credits that people can get maybe falling by half soon because you're going to have to meet certain requirements to get the government's full $7,500 in tax credits. That, too, will add some pricing pressure, or I should say take away some of the credits that companies are able to give out. So you throw all that together, and there's a need to bring prices back to a more normal level.
That's Bloomberg News auto reporter David Welsh. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.